Nikki's thoughts. She dives into your brain.
Nikki's thoughts.
She's a queen with a frame.
Nikki's thoughts.
Melanated and spiritually in tune.
Nikki's thoughts.
Unapologetic with energy like Goshen Oshun. When you hear her, you're gonna go on a journey.
Nikki's thoughts.
Healing, heartbreak, advice, she got you, but don't you worry. She's a boss. She's a boss. Nikki's thoughts.
Nikki's thoughts.
Hey, 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 thank you for tuning in to Nikki's Thoughts Podcast. I am your girl, A. Nicole, and I would like to thank you all for tuning in with me another episode. I know that I have been away, so thank you all for your patience. Your girl is back, and I'm ready to do my thing.
So, of course, I've taken time off to, like, really, like, really, like, I really took 2022 to just, 2022 was the year that I really just only did shit that I wanted to fucking do. Like, I really started saying, you know what, I'm going to give you a year where whatever it is you want to do, you know, whatever it is you don't fuck with, you know, I'm going to give you the opportunity. I'm saying this to myself. I'm going to say yes to you. You know, I always talk about, you know, growing up and always having a relationship to servitude. You know, I'm a Virgo. I've always had responsibilities. I've always, you know, had to be the strong one. You know, I was always, like, rushed to grow up, you know, being smart. Like, I always had to use my intellect. You know, I could never be dumb. You know, I could never be mediocre. And so because of that, it put me in this tailspin of being performative. You know, and also being overly empathic, overly I just was on some fucking, you know, put myself last. And, you know, I've really been on a healing journey, and I've really been, like, really unpacking a lot of things that, you know, I've been conditioned to do, you know, particularly to my own detriment. So I say all of that to say 2022 was just a year where I just wanted to do shit that was fun. And with me giving myself the autonomy to, like, say no instead of yes, or, you know, no, you know, we're not really fucking with that. So we're not fucking with that. You know, it was so transformative. I quit my fucking job. You know, that was, like, the first thing. You know, my good government job, you know, my good government supervisory job, but it did not align with me anymore. You know, I got back into traveling, all the things that made me feel good as a child, you know, that I could only get in pockets, you know, when responsibility wasn't whooping my ass, you know, when caring for someone else wasn't whooping my ass, you know, for when practicing and honing my craft and getting to be the best at something wasn't whooping my ass. You know, things like traveling, things like plants, things like animals, you know. And then when I got to the end of the year, I realized, yo, what my fucking non-negotiables were. You know, like, yo, I have created this wonderful, beautiful bubble with myself, with my autonomy and everything. And it has transformed my life and it has brought me so much fucking peace. So for you to come up in here, look at here, look at here, look at here, look at here, anything, any type of level of connection, it's a change. And another thing that I got into was human design. And I know a lot of people aren't really familiar with it. You know, there's birth charts, but there's also human design. And I'm not going to go into a big tangent on it, you know, because I want to get into the show. But that really opened me up because I learned that I am a manifester, human design. And it made sense, you know, why I am the way I am. you know, why I freedom is so important to me. It made so much sense why my journey of not doing shit that didn't bring me peace, not doing shit that, you know, held me back, you know, all of that, why it made sense. So I encourage everybody to get into that. But I say all of that to say I'm back with one of the things with being a manifester. We only do things when we have the urge. So something that is like, that has like a lot of monotony, or something that is just patterned, or just something that, you know, is too routine, we don't like shit like that, you know? So that explains why I have so many bursts with my podcast. You know, I really am, I'm conditioned to only speak when I have an urge, to only speak when, when I feel like it. You know, when talk about what I want to talk about. So I encourage all of y'all to do all of that. But I wanted to return and just bring a lot of things that I've learned, you know, things that, you know, have really pushed me forward, and share them with you all. So, excuse me, this episode will be about how to build a better relationship with yourself. And that's the reason why I did the tangent of my 2022. You know, I want to talk about the things that I've learned in this quest to building a better relationship with myself and strengthening my autonomy. If you are on my membership, my online membership over at www.anicoleinc.com, I'm also going to be releasing two additional podcasts this month, and those will be How to Date with a Fucking Purpose, okay? The Big Sis Edition, Auntie Edition. And also How to Co-Parent with a Toxic Ex. And this one I'm going to really talk about. I'm going to be more, intimate with my experiences, you know, because people always ask me, you know, like, how do you do it? Like, how do you have so much peace? Like, you know, how do you co-parent with Kingston's father? How do you this? How do you that? And I'm going to give y'all the Trillville Entertainment fucking version. I'm going to put that shit on my website, because I can't put that shit for the rest of the world. Okay? I can't bump that ready for the world. So if you are a part of my membership, you will also have those two additional ones this month. Okay. So without further ado, let's get into today's topic, shall we? All right, everyone. So let's get into it. So I want to say that the first thing that, and not even the first, because this shit is not in even no order, but like, you got to know who you are. Like, who are you, babe? You know, in order for you to have a better relationship with yourself, get to know yourself. In order for you to have a better relationship with anyone, you have to get to know them. You have to spend time with them. You have to communicate with them. You have to relate to them. You know, and all of these things, a lot of times, something that I've noticed, we don't really always have good relationships with ourselves because we don't know who the fuck we are. We know who society tells us we should be. We know who we want to be. We know who we would like to be. We know who we aspire to be. You know, who people tell us we are. You know, through the lens of their bullshit, but like, who the fuck are we? You know, and I always, because, you know, if you all have done my, or listened to my podcast before, if you follow me on social media, I'm very big on autonomy. Even though I had the childhood that I had with the responsibilities and the this and the that, one thing that I fuck with about myself, especially a little child, a little me, you know, I never liked anybody to control me. You know, I never liked anybody to try to tell me what to do, tell me what I should think, how I should, like, I always rejected that shit. And I learned, you know, that is aligned with being a manifester. You know, can you imagine a manifester, human design as a fucking child, especially growing up in this fucking society? The shit is hell on wheels, but it made sense, you know? So I never allowed anybody to tell me who I was or what to do or where to go. I mean, I had these responsibilities and shit like that, you know, from my mom, you know, but that was about it. You know, I had these responsibilities towards my brother, you know, to care for him. But that also modeled, you know, me growing up and me doing the same type of things in my relationships, you know, where, all right, now, since I have this orientation of being the protector, you know, and being the provider, because I really had to take care of my brother. And he was my older brother, you know, but I was the tough one. You know, I was the kid who didn't take no shit. My brother was more so docile, you know, and so, and my brother was the only boy. So it was like, baby, you wasn't fucking with Cassandra's pride and joy. You talking about woman king? That was me. I was Viola, okay, on the fucking block, protecting the motherfucking king. So, like, when I got older, it was like, of course, I'm in these situations or I'm in these relationships where I wear the pants, where I this, where I that. And it's like, I do it, but I don't want to do it, you know? And I had a conversation with my mom. I don't know, was it over the summer or something? Because, you know, my mom always, she's very feminine. And she always, you know, had an issue with me being tough. You know, she always, I was too tomboyish for her. I was too this and I was too that. And, like, she would pick at me about it. And, like, I told her, it was summer, last summer. But I was like, you know, you were always, like, so critical of me being, you know, so not like you or not feminine, but it was you who took my femininity away from me. You stole it from me. You know, you put me in this masculine position, you know, to care for and protect and provide for your son. You didn't teach me about, you know, what it was like to be, you know, a feminine. Yes, that was you. Yes, that was, you know, everything that you did, but it was so foreign to me because that was not my fucking reality. You didn't teach me what it was. And so I say all of that to say, you have to learn yourself, not what other people have put on you, not what you have been conditioned to feel like, this is how it's supposed to go. I'm supposed to do that, especially when you're fucking Les Miserables in the shit. You know, I was miserable taking care of, you know, having to care for somebody else, just period. You know, I was miserable, you know, in my marriage, you know, having to lead, you know, and it's crazy because my husband, ex-husband, is the same sign, excuse me, as my brother, you know, and they align in so many ways because that was my orientation. So you have to learn, you know, who you are, what gifts you bring, you know, what do you want? Ask yourself that. And how you ask yourself that is you journal. You journal. You get up in the morning. You know, if you're a dreams person, write your dreams down. And then Google what that shit means. Get you some books. You know, find out who you are. Get in touch with your inner child. How do you get in touch with your inner child? You do all of the things that you love to do as a child. That's what I always tell my clients. Let's start there. Tell me what little so-and-so, I'll use myself. Tell me what little Nikki liked to do when she was younger. Tell me what brought her joy, like what you can just find her doing for hours if you just gave her the time. You know, what tell me about the times you laughed the most, you know? And with me, like I said in the beginning, it was plants. I love nature. I love getting out in the nature. I'm an earth sign. You know, and I love nature because ain't nobody fucking talking to me. Ain't nobody fucking bothering me. Ain't no people out there. You know, with plants, you know, it's more of an energetic exchange, you know, even an electromagnetic. You know, if you're going outside and you're grounded and shit like that, you know, but it's no words. You know, also I love music. I love jazz music. I love live music. You know, especially with jazz because there's no sound. I mean, there's no words in it, you know. Ask yourself, you know, what are your strengths? What type of dishes are you putting on that table? You know, people always ask me, what do you bring to the table? Okay, well, what do you bring? And I mean, I'm not saying the table as in relationships. I'm just talking about your table. You know, if you were to prepare a feast, you know, you ever host something at your house? You host Thanksgiving, you host whatever, host a party, a get-together, Super Bowl, whatever. You know, what type of dishes? You know, you put pride in that shit. You know, you like, yo, I'm making this, or I'm going to have this. We're going to put this on, we're going to throw some so-and-so on the grill. You know, whatever. You take pride in that. You know, so what do you bring to the table? What are your strengths? You know what those things are. And when you know who you are, when you know the things that you like to do, when you know what your strengths are, one, you're not going to allow anybody to take them from you because, yo, you're taking a part of who I am. You're not going to allow anybody to talk you into abandoning them, you know, or sabotaging them because, yo, wait a minute, this is a part of who I am. And this is what brings me peace. So if anything, you got to go, you know. And also when you know what your strengths are, you know, you don't let nobody take you for fucking granted. You know what your worth is. You know, essentially, what you bring to the fucking table. You know, so know what your strengths are. You know, also, what value do you bring to the collective? All right? Not just, you know, in your friendships, your family, your work setting, you know, your micro intimate connections, if you will, but just the collective period, because a lot of people feel like, you know, they're just here just to live their life and just whatever. No, we are all a part of the collective. And as a collective, we all have a responsibility to push it forward. Right? So What are you here to push forward? You know, what are you here to do? You know, that's another way that you build a good relationship with yourself, because yourself has a purpose, believe it or not. And when you are aligning with your higher self and you're working towards that purpose, y'all are in harmony. You know, that is bliss. That is when you receive the ultimate motherfucking peace. Because spirit ain't always on your back trying to get you back on the road. Spirit ain't always on your back trying to give you these warning signs. Flash the message, something's motherfucking out there that you're dealing with some bullshit. You know, that you're tiptoeing or you're both feet in some bullshit. You can rest, spirit can rest. You know, so find out, what am I here for? And like I said, the human design is going to get you there. You know, and even if you're knee deep into a field, you know, particularly if it does not make you fucking happy, chances are, my love, you're doing something you don't have no business. You know, I stopped doing psychology and I'm an esthetician now. I'm in school to be a master esthetician as we speak. I fucking love it. You know? I just started a YouTube channel. If you all are into tarot, I have a tarot channel. You know, well, I do more than tarot, but for right now, that's the chunk of it. But check me out on YouTube, A Nicole, A.NICHOLE. You know, and that's something that it was prophesied to me, but I was like, no. I think like I was like in my second year of my PhD program, like, what the fuck are you talking? Tarot? Child, if you don't get the fuck out of my face about some goddamn tarot, that's what I'm supposed to do? Do you know how much schooling I done did up to this point? Are you talking about some fucking tarot? And look at me, taroting a tarot home, you know? And loving what I do, loving that part of me, loving that part to give to the collective. And it's like, I love seeing the comments, you know, even people coming onto my social media like, yo, like, you bless me so much with what you had to say. You know, you, first of all, how do you know my life? You know, how do you know this? How do you know that? So, like, find out what you are here to do. Allow yourself to do just that. You know, you will be at so much peace. Shit will just align for you.
You know, we are so conditioned to grind. And to be honest with y'all, when you're in grinding mode, that's when you're working against your divine timing mode. Because you're really grinding. You're grinding so hard because you're working against your flow. You're working against your favor. How shit is really supposed to be. And I'm not saying that you're supposed to be lazy. And I'm not saying don't do hard work. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that we ain't here to fucking hustle. You know what I mean? And just have like no time for ourselves, no time to really do what the fuck we were sent here to do, or things that are to push the collective forward. It just that doesn't make sense to me at all. You know, what are your aspirations? What are things that you like to do? Go back to your childhood. What was something like before people conditioned you into thinking that it was ridiculous? What did you want to do? What were you oriented to do? You know, as I said, I love plants. I love herbs. You know, I love anything naturopathic. You know, I'm also a Reiki practitioner. You know, so anything, that's something that I wanted to do from a child. I've wanted to travel, love up on animals, and deal with plants. And I have a plant-based wellness brand. You know, I have two fucking dogs. You know, like, I go back to what it is that you loved as a child. What are your aspirations? What are your aspirations now? You know, what would make you happy? And I also challenge a lot of you all to give yourself a year of saying yes. If you can't do a year, do 6 months. Can't do 6 months, do three. Can't do three, do one. Can't do a month, do a fucking week. Just say yes. No questions asked. Don't give a fuck how that makes anybody else feel. I mean, unless they're your fucking kids, but unless them kids are within a certain developmental stage. Because other than that, I hate to say it. Actually, I don't. Fuck them kids. In my Monique voice. This about you. All right? So give yourself that opportunity. And if you can't just come off the top of the head about these questions that I'm asking you, it sounds to me like you need some time to fucking lock everybody out, lock everything out, and spend some time with yourself and ask these questions. Put some space between you and whatever and find out. Get off the hamster wheel. Find out. You know, next, you got to know that you are that girl or that boy. You got to. We literally live in a society. We literally live in a society that loves to tear people fucking down for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Literally 6 o'clock in the morning talking shit. Tweets going viral. You know, literally, you can say something so positive or be something so positive and somebody's going to scan you to try to find, you know, what's fucked up. You know, because they fucked up. We are literally living in a society of fucked up people, you know, that are on recruiting mode, you know, but you got to let them motherfuckers know that their misery cannot afford your company, can't afford it. Money's no good here. You, your best offer, look, okay, you have to know who the fuck you are. I say that a lot. I posted about that on my Instagram yesterday. That's a nasty business. Not knowing who you are and not knowing that you that girl or you that dude, that's a nasty place to be fucking around with this generation. No. When people can tell you who you are or when people can shake your confidence, they can control you. And I already didn't told you how I feel about that shit. I be feeling like Master P at the end of the Hootie Who video when he be like, bitch, get off me. Bitch, get off me. That be me. Don't come over here with your negativity. Don't come over here telling me what I can and can't do. Don't come over here. Oh, who do you think you are? Bitch, you know who the fuck I am. You know who the fuck I am. And a lot of times when these people challenge who you are, a lot of these times when people challenge who you think you are, they already fucking know. And but I don't mind, you know, getting on my motherfucking Kanye and calling the shit late registration and take a hoe back to fucking school. You have to know that you are that guy and that fucking girl, because this is a fucking generation, a society, or whatever you want to fucking call it, a fucking dog ass fucking people. And when dogs sniff fear, what do? They attack you. They attack you. So be soft, be feminine, be divine. For my masculines, you don't got to be aggressive. You don't got to be controlling. You don't have to be any of that. But what you do have to be is assertive in who the fuck you are. Know who the fuck you are. And how you know who the fuck you are. Let me go back to my list. Hold on. These questions I just asked. Who the fuck are you? What are your strengths? What are the dishes you bring to the table? What value do you bring to the collective? Okay, that's how you know you are that person, because you not only know who you are, you not only know what your strengths are, but you know how you affect the community on a fucking mini fucking level, or what is it, a micro level and a macro level. You know that, and you're out here doing the fucking work. That's it, and that's fucking all. What the fuck are you doing? You know, because it's always people who are not, they ain't got a nickel in your fucking quarter. Nothing. But they want it, and that's why they're on your biscuit. That's why they're on your biscuit. And you have to know that you are that girl, that boy, that whatever it is you want to call it. You know, you have to know that you are fucking royalty. And royalty, excuse me. As my mother says, royalty does not entertain in peasantry decorum. You a whole ass fucking king. You a whole ass fucking queen. And you out there in the fucking town with the jesters. What the fuck? When does that happen? When do you see that shit happen? Please. Next. Focus on your strengths and give your weaknesses a break. Okay? I'm going to say that one more time. Focus on your strengths and give your weaknesses a break. So many times people focus solely on what the fuck they can't do, what they not good at, where they not at yet, where they want to be, you know, where they this, where they that, where they look. We all have weaknesses. All of us, everybody, everybody you can think of, everybody. I have them. I got my hand raised. I have them. You know, yes, I'm assertive. You know, yes, I'm bold. You know, yes, I'm courageous and all of that. But yes, I have weaknesses as well. But you know what I don't do? I don't focus on them. I don't sit around being like, I don't know. I just, what? No. I'm out here focusing on the shit that I'm good at. I'm over here focusing on my strengths. I'm over here monetizing my strengths. I'm out here maximizing my strengths. Who the fuck got time to be talking about that shit? It's a part of me. It's fine. But what I can do with my weaknesses, I strengthen them. As they come up, okay, Nick, you're not really too hot with this. Or, okay, Nick, you're not really too good at that. So what can we do to bring you up? And another thing with me, I am not afraid to invest in myself. Is that on my list? No, so let's talk about it. You can't be afraid to invest in yourself. Take your ass back to school. Pay for that damn course. You know, upgrade that damn service. Spend a little money, baby. That's another, you have to... I see people all the time, they will invest in other people and their brands, but they will balk at investing in themselves. Why do we think education or some type of means of elevating ourselves mentally, fiscally, you know, spiritually, emotionally, whatever? Why do we balk at the price at that, but we will fucking brag about what the fuck we'll spend on bullshit? Why? That's crazy to me. That is El Pollo fucking Loco to me. You know, so if you have weaknesses, if you need to spend the money or if you need to spend the time, the energy, whatever, to bring them up, do it. You know, organize your time. Prioritize shit. Get it out the way, especially if it's weaknesses that you feel are holding you back. But if it's just everyday run-of-the-mill bullshit, baby, it's a part of you. And the thing with balance is it's good and bad. It's bitter and sweet. It's up and down. It's left and right. Your job is to keep moving forward so you can keep that shit in balance. You don't stay too long to the left. You don't stay too long to the right. You know, this journey is you continuing to balance that shit out, maneuvering through the good and the bad, taking the bitter with the sweet, but keep moving forward, okay? But focus on them strengths, okay? Focus on the good shit. Focus on what you can do. Focus on what you're good at. Focus on what people tell you are your strengths. Focus on, sometimes I ask people, what do you like the most about me? What do you, like, if you had to describe me to somebody, you know, like, tell me, you know, what are my strengths? What are my this? What are my that? Ask other people, because a lot of times they see it in us and we don't see it in ourselves. Or we're so used to it, or we've been conditioned to it at such an early fucking age where it's like just old Negro motherfucking spiritual at this fucking point, that we lose sight of how fucking cosmic it is, you know? So do that. Take an inventory of what your strengths are. And then ask yourself, okay, how can I use these to my advantage? Okay, when your weaknesses come up, okay, go back to that list. Or okay, all right, yeah, I'm really probably not too good at that. Or oh yeah, I never learned how to do that. Or you know, that's really not my thing, but I'm great at this. I'm great at this. I love this. I mean, yeah. Next. Baby. Now let me put on my big mama wig. Cock it to the side real quick. What the fuck are you tolerating, baby? Ask yourself, what are you tolerating in this lifetime? Okay, because that says a lot about how you feel about yourself. A whole lot. A whole lot. A whole motherfucking lot. What are you tolerating? The people you are tolerating. You know, the places you are going, or the places, yeah, the places you are going. You know, what are you tolerating? The things, everything, energies, people that's no good, behaviors, you know, habits. What are you tolerating that's not for your highest good? You know, what are you allowing to just wreak havoc in your life? Or what are you not setting boundaries with? What are you not nipping in the fucking bud? You know, because when you, again, know who you are, know your worth, know your strengths, know what you bring to the table, you know what you bring to the collective, know what you bring to your relationships, any type of connection, any type of exchange that you have, you know the worth of it. You know the sanctity of it. You know the divine value of it. So when you know that you have nice shit, you don't let bums come and fucking terrorize it. I'm sorry, where do people do that at? Where? When you have nice shit, anything nice, think about it. You ever see somebody have some nice shit and you let your kids just come fuck up, jump up and down on your shit? You let motherfuckers just wear your shit all type of way. You let motherfuckers just run your car motherfucking raggedy. You let motherfuckers just come in your house and fuck it up. You just shampooed your carpet and motherfuckers in here is walking around with shoes on and shit. Do you allow that? Ask yourself. I'll hold the line. Ask yourself. So why don't you let people do that to you? Especially you are someone of value. You are someone who is of just majestic. You know, you are your biggest resource. It's you. It's not what you have. It's you. It's you. So when we're protecting our biggest resource, we're not tolerating bullshit, right? Right? Or are we? And if we are, listen, this is judgment-free zone. Judgment-free zone. If we are, okay, what are we tolerating? Why are we tolerating it? Let's ask that. And then we need to get the fuck up out of here. Everything must go. So ask yourself, what are the things that I'm tolerating? And why am I tolerating it? Please. All right? And I also want to go deeper into this. Okay, so it's not just people, right? It's not just places, you know, like places that you're going, you know, your workplace, your socializing place, you know, if you go to happy hour, I don't fucking know, you know, just places y'all going. I don't know. But also like the people you follow on social media, period. You know, the people who follow you, you know, these TV shows that y'all be watching. I'm not gonna call no names. You know, all of that is energy. All of that is a vibration. You know, these podcasts y'all listen to. All of that is energy. All of that is vibration. You know, like I had to do an inventory on the podcast that I was listening to. You know, it was so much regurgitating men versus women or pointing fingers. Women, men. You know, and it was just like, first of all, there is no solution. You know, there is no type of structure in this. And I understand it's a podcast. I get it. You know, and sometimes I have to check my bias because I do come from both a behavioral science and a psychology background, you know. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of podcasts are problematic because it's just a regurgitation of trauma. You know, it's a regurgitation of a lot of stereotypes. It's a regurgitation of a lot of generalizations, you know, and it does not, as I said, move the collective forward because one, it's not solutions based. It's not, okay, well, this is what I've observed. So this is what I feel like we should do is listen to this shit, you know, or I saw on so-and-so that, you know, a girl had said, da, 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 what y'all think about this? Or a man had took a girl out of this, that, what y'all think about this? It gets nowhere. So if you're listening to shit like that, you just on a round and around. You're just on a round and around. And I'm not judging. Definitely not. I'm just giving you a list of shit that helps you build a better relationship with yourself. And the shit that you tolerate, particularly the shit that you ingest, you know, you energetically ingest on a regular basis, that puts a blockage between you and your relationship with yourself, especially your higher self. Okay? Let's see. Compare your desires with your space availability. Okay? Have you made the space for the shit that you want to come into your life, baby? Do you have the space for, like, if somebody was to come today or tomorrow and say, okay, baby, here you go. Here's what you asked for. Here's the person you asked for, the man you asked for, the woman you asked for, you know, the job you asked for, the favor you asked for, the this, whatever. Do you have the space to put that shit? Where it's gonna go? You know what I mean? And with that being said, are you still entertaining fuckery? Please see the question I asked above with the what are you tolerating? You know, everybody say that they want to have a high vibrating partner, but they still entertaining motherfuckers that they have no fucking business. They have no fucking business. Or they're still leaving doors open that they need to be closing. And why? One of the things that I did this year, it was in March, so January, was when I came back from Jamaica. I changed my number. I had a manifesting urge and it just kept on me. And I changed my number. And the crazy thing is when I changed my number, the number that I have, it has angel numbers in it. It's so crazy. So I knew it was aligned, you know, and I kept seeing like 555s and 999s and shit the whole time I was in Jamaica. But I changed my number. And one of the things that it really helped like situate was like a lot of people who were like in and out of my life, you know, you hear from here and there, you know, or who you'd hear from and ain't really want shit. You know, like, it was like, no, my access. You know, I want to make room for all of these beautiful connections that I say that I want, that I say that I want to have this year, that I say that I want to have moving forward. Because last year, I really built that connection with myself. Last year, I really did that deep inner child healing. Last year, I really, really, really purged myself. So I'm making room. I've made room. You know, so unsure shit, uncertain shit, in and out shit. First of all, I'm an earth sign. I can't do no in and out shit. Like, I need the roots and shit. Second of all, baby, I got ADHD. I'm the wrong person to be in and out with. I'd be like, huh? What? Who? I don't even know you. I'm the wrong person to do that with. So I was like, you know, I changed my number. And ever since then, it's been so much peace. It's been so much, you know, because another thing with my, before I changed my number, like, people would just hit me up out the blue, and it would never be really how I was doing. It would be like, oh, I need to unpack something with you. Or it was always what the fuck they were going through. It was always trauma. Or, girl, let me tell you about this that happened. Or, you ain't gonna believe this shit. Yeah, I'm not gonna believe it because I don't want to hear the shit. You know, and I don't mind. He can. I don't mind, you know, shooting the breeze and stuff. But if every time you're reaching out to my phone, you know, it's to unpack some shit or unload some shit, we got a problem. And if it gets to the point where every time a notification goes off on my phone and I'm like, who the fuck is that? What the fuck do they want? You know what I mean? We got a problem. And I don't have that anymore. You know, and I feel like 12:12 on my clock as soon as I said that. It's for a reason, you know? So purge, damn it. Make room for the shit that you want. And let me also say, soon as I changed my motherfucking number and got the in and outs out, my dating life is popping. It's popping. It's popping. It's popping. We ain't stopping. What you know about me? What you know about me? Child, it was like as soon as I made the space, it was like shit just start coming in. Connections just start coming in. Experiences just start coming in. You know? Because I'm like, all right, I'm paying attention to myself. I'm building a better relationship with myself. Myself wants to have these good relationships, not, you know, this in and out stuff, not this inconsistent stuff, not this hot and cold stuff, not this you're only a means to an end when it comes to somebody unloading on you and shit like that. Not these imbalance connections or relationships. Like, my higher self, I want to have connections and relationships that pour into me too, that nurture me. You know what I mean? Where when I pick up the phone, I know that it's not going to be no bullshit. And that's what I have. Let me get down to my next one. Okay. How do you feel about yourself? That's a big one. How do you feel about yourself? You know, what are ways that you can strengthen your relationship with yourself? This is big. Let me check my time. Okay. This is big because A lot of us don't have good relationships with ourselves, you know? And like I said, it's because a lot of times what we've been conditioned to feel we should be, how we should act, how we should look, you know, how we should do this, do that, whatever. And a lot of times it's from people who don't like themselves. You know, and so we take on their shit because they've taken on somebody else's shit. And it's just like a chain reaction, you know. So you have to foster a better relationship with yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Love up on yourself. You know, pamper yourself. I treat me the way I want somebody to treat me. Not only because that's the way I want to be treated, and the way I want to be treated, I want to be treated that way. It's regardless of if I have a man or not. I have friends or not. I have this, I have that. I want to be treated that way. I do. So I have to make sure that I'm treated that way, regardless of who's in a void in my life right now. And I feel like with a lot of people, they wait on people to treat them how they want to be treated. And that's why they don't have this good relationship with their self. You know what I mean? So I treat myself that way because, like I said, one, it's a guarantee that I'm always treated the way I want to be treated. And two, it models it for anybody, because for all these people that come into my life, especially now, my suitors, you know, everything, they know I treat myself that way. This ain't no, I'm trying to come up. I'm trying to this. I'm trying, baby, this is the baseline. I've set the standard for myself. Okay? So come correct or don't come at all. You know, it models to other people what you are tolerable of. You know, what you will tolerate and what you won't tolerate. But let's get back to the first thing about how you treat yourself. If you know you like flowers, you know you like flowers. Again, you know you like flowers. So why are you not sending them to yourself? Why are you not getting them to yourself? You like your hair and your nails done? Why are you not doing that, baby? Let me see what brothers. You like your hair cut, get your car washed and all that shit, whatever. Why y'all not doing that? But more so, this is for my sisters. You know, again, we wait and we wait and we wait for somebody to treat us the way we want to be treated. And we don't treat ourselves like that. For one, how are you aligning yourself with something that you're not even doing the work to do? How is that making sense? You're trying to manifest something out there, but if you can see the look on my face. So put that out there. Treat yourself good. Love up on yourself. You know? Pamper yourself. Hug yourself. I hug myself. Also, what do you say to yourself? A lot of people, they have so much negative self-talk. Oh my God. Oh, you were stupid for thinking that. Why would you say that? It's a war in their head. And if it's anybody who understands it, it's me. I'm a Virgo and I got fucking anxiety. I get it. You know, but again, you got to quiet down that voice. You got to kick that voice out, because a lot of times those voices are not ours. Those voices do not belong to us. They belong to the people who raised us, who our caregivers were, an ex-spouse, whoever we had a significant relationship with, especially those who were critical of us. We move out of our parents' house and we take their fucking voices in our head right along with us. No, it's time to kick them hoes out the condo like Pam. You hear me? How do you talk to yourself? Instead of you saying, why did you say that? Why would you do that? Even when I make mistakes, it's fine, Nicole. It's fine. Okay, so, you know, you didn't do so-and-so correctly. You're human. You know you're going to slay it next time. It's cool. You know, and I'm going to tell you, one of the things that really helped me with this is my relationship with my niece, Chloe. I talk to Chloe the way I would have wanted my mom to talk to me. I'm very patient with Chloe. If you're in my stories, if you're on my social media, you all know this. And one day I asked myself, I was like, Nick, why you don't talk to yourself like that? You're perfect with Bear. I call her Chloe Bear. You're perfect with Bear, but you don't talk to yourself like that. You know, it's always like, what the fuck, Nick? Get it together. Like, come on, girl. Think. You know, and it was like, that would be a part of my anxiety, because it's like my anxiety is talking to me, you know, and my anxiety is an extenuation of my mom's voice in my fucking head, always having to be perfect, always having to do things by the book, you know, always having to be responsible. Like, there was no patience, because it was like, I had to learn how to do things quick. I had, cause like she needed me to do them. You know, I had a lot of the responsibility. So, you know, growing up, I had to decondition a lot of things. And one of the most recent things that I'm doing now is like transitioning from like, okay, you should be doing so-and-so, like, come on, girl, like, get it the fuck together, whatever, which I'm thinking is pep talk. And no, that's still negative talk, Nicole. Yeah, it's not quite like mom's, you know, it's pep, but with your pepper on it, but it's not soft. It's not what your inner child needs. It's what Big Nick needs, you know, but it's not really what higher self and inner child needs right now. So, yeah, Hug up on yourself. Love up on yourself. Gift yourself with things. Do all the things that you want to do for yourself. You know, like I said, childhood things of mine. Plants, animals, travel, music. I gift myself that all the time. That's all I give myself. That's all I surround myself with. Okay? That's me loving up on myself. And it's going to get done whether I'm in a relationship or not. I'm going to experience it whether I have friends or not, or whether my friends can go or not, whether my friends can attend or not. I'm going to do it for myself. Okay? I'm looking at this list and my time. I'm going to keep going. Also, tunnel vision, okay? Stop worrying about anything else but yourself and your responsibilities, your direct responsibilities, okay? All right? How you going to have a relationship or build a stronger relationship with yourself and you fucking worrying about everybody else? You social working everybody else? You running behind everybody else? It's impossible. It's fucking possible. Impossible. I know I sounded so flat. Impossible. Like fucking Whitney Houston say. It's impossible. Can't do that shit. All right. You need to have boundaries. You need to have parameters set around your peace, set around what makes you feel like yourself and what makes you feel like not yourself. If it doesn't make you feel like yourself, then you don't need to be doing that. You don't need to be engaging in that. You don't need to be accepting that. You don't need to be tolerating that. Okay? That's big. Your boundaries are huge. And I have a whole podcast episode, maybe even two, maybe even three, on how to set better boundaries. So I'm not going to beat y'all in the head about that, but I will direct you to it. Please check out my episode on boundaries. You're going to love it there. Okay. You got to learn how to say no and not give a fuck about how. Why do y'all care about how people react to you preserving yourself? What? Like, I talk and I'm in my sessions and I'm like, well, they're going to be upset if I, first of all, who are they? Second of all, why do you care? Why do you care about somebody being upset about you protecting your peace? If anything, you need to be paying attention. Hello? Because I pay attention. Oh, okay, yeah. You're not going to be here long. Because you got a problem with me protecting my peace. You got a problem with me, you know, not engaging in shit that doesn't bring me peace or that is not of myself, you know. And when you have a good relationship and when you have a strong relationship with yourself, you don't give a fuck about that. That's like, this is your best friend. You know how you down with your best bitch? I don't give a fuck how you feel this best friend. We ride together. We die together. We bad boys for life. I don't give a fuck about no outside person. This best friend. This BFF. Okay? We started from the bottom. Now we here. That's how you need to be with yourself. Say no. Okay? Dedicate time to yourself. You should always have something to look forward to that is solely for yourself. That is only beneficial to you. You don't have to share it with nobody. You don't have to nothing. You should always be looking for something that benefits only you. Something that only you benefit from every day. And yes, goddammit, I said every day. What the fuck? You can do a whole 24 hours benefiting everybody but yourself? Are you crazy? Yes, I said every day. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck if it's curling in a bed and motherfucking an hour of fucking reading. I don't give a fuck if it's, I don't fucking know, playing outside, frolicking outside, painting, doing ceramics. I don't give a fuck what it is. Every fucking day, my two things I look forward to, the gym, that is my sanctuary. Oh, baby, I be Billy Blanks in that motherfucking gym. I be motherfucking Master P. They see them motherfucking tanks come in that motherfucking gym, that tanks circle that motherfucking block. Huh. Make them say, all right, it's the gun show when I'm in that bitch. And another thing is taking care of my plants. I put my music on. I put my sage on. I motherfucking roll me a nice one. A nice one. A nice one. Okay? I open my motherfucking windows. All right, let some fresh air in. and I motherfucking water my plants. I be in here singing, dancing, talking to my plants, everything. That is what I do. Neither of them cost me a dime. Well, my black card is what, $19.99 a month? Something like that. You know, but that's pennies on the dollar, literally. Okay? So you need to have something that you look forward to every day that makes yourself sing, yourself happy. Okay? Also, you need to make space for you to grow into yourself and also release to let shit go. Journaling, therapy, whatever it is you need to do, you all need to have a release. Okay? You need to elevate yourself in your spirit. Okay? So you can do self-help books. You can do Reiki. Okay? You can do some crystal, carry your crystals with you, sage, you know? All types of things, chakra cleansings, alignments, all of that. Get into your spiritual bag, my love, because that's how you get closer to you, all right? Plug your phone up elsewhere. Don't sleep next to y'all's phone. Plug your phone up in the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom or something. A lot of people wake up and they go right to that phone, open themselves up to other people's trauma, drama, think pieces, all of that. No, allow yourself time to wake up in the morning. Spend time with yourself. I dedicate the top of every morning to myself. My assistant knows I don't do work before 11. Don't look for me to work before 11. And I get up, y'all, at like 5, 6 o'clock. It's still dark outside when I get up. I get up, I meditate, I journal. I'll go on YouTube. I got YouTube Premium. I'll watch some type of a documentary or some type of teaching thing. It can be about myself. I can learn about my life path, you know, my Mars in this, you know, my sun in this, you know, what should people with, like with my manifesting thing, you know, I'll watch manifesting things like that. I learn something new about myself every day. I pull cards. You know, did I say I meditate? I take my dogs out for a fucking walk and then I go to the fucking gym. I come back, I shower, listen to me some music, and then I'm ready to work. And whatever I do moving forward is gravy because I've already taken care of myself. I've already paid myself. You know how they say pay yourself first when you get paid? When I wake up in the morning with my energy thing full of motherfucking the battery full, I pay myself first. Then I give the rest of myself to the world. Okay? And also with paying myself first, y'all need to take some vitamins. Vitamins, baby. The vitamins. I take vitamins now. I'm 38. I'm 38 and I'm active. I am an entrepreneur. Like I work long days. I travel a lot. You know, take your vitamins, your magnesium, vitamin D, D3. Okay? I have a whole bag of vitamins. And take your supplements. Watch what you eat. Another thing, I stopped eating meat last year. You know, and that has been, oh my God, astronomical. Get a checkup. You know, sometimes we feel bad because we have a lot of shit going on internally. Find out what your pressure is. Get your lab results back. And I'm not just talking about for STIs, STDs. I'm talking about your blood work for what? Cholesterol, blood pressure. You can be anemic. You can have fucking lupus, any fucking thing. You know, destigmatize taking care of your fucking health. That will bring you closer to yourself as well. All right. I said your birth time. I talked about your life path. I talked about your vitamins. Unplug. Every once in a while, you need to get missing. Every once in a while, you need to go somewhere. One weekend out of the month, I stay in a hotel in DC. I unplug. I get the fuck away. And it's just me and my dog. Sometimes I don't even bring her ass with me. Or I'll go up to New York and do the same. Unplug. I don't want to be nobody's mama, nobody's boss, nobody's this, nobody's that, nobody's nothing. I want to be April Nicole. That's it. Unplug. Go somewhere. Go do something. If you can't do the whole weekend, take a day.
and just go somewhere and set that boundary. Let people know, I don't want to be bothered. Don't bother me. I'm going to leave it here because I got to get to my next one. Thank y'all for tuning in to Nikki's Thoughts Podcast. I am your girl, Nikki's Thoughts. A Nicole, right? If you want to reach me on social media, check me out. I'm on Instagram, Freak Nick, FREQ.NIK. All right. On Twitter, that's FREQ_NIK. Make sure you check out my brand. Well, it's not brand new, but it's relaunched. My YouTube channel, A Nicole, A.NICHOLE. Or just check me out over at www.anicoleinc.com, and you can get all that stuff over there. That's my time. I love y'all. I'm out. Bye.
Nikki's thoughts. She dives into your brain.
Nikki's thoughts.
She's a queen with the frame.
Nikki's thoughts.
Melanated and spiritually in tune.
Nikki's thoughts.
Unapologetic with energy like Oshunoshun.
Nikki's thoughts.
When you hear her, you're gonna go on a journey.
Nikki's thoughts.
Healing. Heartbreak, advice, she got you, but don't you worry. She's a boss. She's a boss. Nikki's thoughts.
Nikki's thoughts. Nikki's thoughts.